With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump visiting Fort Bragg, North Carolina later Friday. He'll be there to praise the troops, those involved in the capture a few months ago of Venezuela's former leader, Nicolas Maduro. Federal prosecutors in Minneapolis have moved to drop felony assault charges against two Venezuelan men after new evidence emerged undercutting the government's version of those events. A federal judge has blocked the Pentagon from punishing Democratic Senator Mark Kelly for his role in a video message to U.S. troops. Here's Greg Clugston.
Earlier this year, Defense Secretary Hegseth censured Senator Kelly, who is a former U.S. Navy pilot, for telling members of the military to uphold the Constitution and resist unlawful orders. But a federal judge ruled that Pentagon officials violated Kelly's First Amendment free speech rights. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon wrote that our retired veterans deserve more respect from their government, and our Constitution demands they receive it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Apple's lockdown mode gaining attention after it blocked federal authorities from accessing a reporter's iPhone.
The FBI couldn't extract data from Washington Post reporter Hannah Nathanson's phone, which was in lockdown mode. This feature is designed for individuals at risk of sophisticated cyber attacks. It's available on newer Apple operating systems and limits app and website access to protect against spyware. Users must enable it on each device separately. Experts say passcodes are safer than biometrics, as law enforcement can compel biometric access.
Investigators in Arizona want residents near Nancy Guthrie's home to share possible surveillance camera footage. This is SRN News. A billboard campaign is on its way to the state of Maine. Here's Michael Harrington with that story.
The signs are simple. They say, "Christ is King," in white letters on a black background, and include an image of Jesus and 1 Timothy 6:15. They are the product of the pro-life group LifeSiteNews.com, and Maine is the next state that's getting one. The group says, quote, "When mankind turns back to Christ the King, our society will be transformed." So far, billboards have been set up in Texas, Nebraska, Minnesota, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and New Jersey. Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration stopped flying a rainbow flag at Stonewall National Monument, the country's first federal monument to the gay pride movement. Flag was taken down from a flagpole in the National Park Service run and site, which centers on a tiny park in Manhattan's Greenwich Village. This is SRN News. When it comes to Nissan, the financial news is not good. Here's Bill Alexander.
Japanese automaker Nissan reported deeper losses for the latest quarter through December compared to a year earlier as restructuring costs cut into its profitability. Nissan Motor said Thursday it posted a 28.3 billion yen, $185 million loss for the October through December quarter, about twice the 14 billion yen loss it recorded a year earlier.
Artificial intelligence company Anthropic says it has now valued at $380 billion. The maker of the chatbot Claude says its valuation grew as it raised a $30 billion round of funding led by Singapore's sovereign wealth fund, GIC, and dozens of other major investors. The surge of investment cements Anthropic's position along OpenAI. More details, srnnews.com.